The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Few people in the world can lay claim to a $50 billion plus pay package, but the owner of X, Elon Musk, is one of them, perhaps the only one. In 2018, Tesla shareholders approved the biggest pay package in the history of the company for Musk, and today, 6 years later, the question is, will they approve it again and actually pay out the money? Well, joining me now to talk about it is technology journalist Emmett Ryan. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And it's never quiet with Elon Musk.
No, it's not. And there are a number of reasons why he's in the news at the moment. Let's talk the pay package first.
So essentially, this pay package was approved by the board back in 2018, what was then $56 billion. Adjusting for the share price, it would now be $45 billion if it was approved. When that package was approved in 2018, it led to subsequent legal action, which most recently has basically had an injunction on it being paid to him, with shareholders arguing that it's just not fair, not reflective of the value of the company. So their rationale was that the board was what approved this, and the board were mostly beholden to Musk. So Musk has put this up to a vote of shareholders again, and he expects, by all accounts, most people do, expect the vote to be passed in his favour.
But again, there are forces within the board who are saying no.
There are forces within the board who are saying no, and also there are, again, likely to be legal action again, because essentially this will probably get passed, but it will not be the end of it, because Musk has essentially said that he'll have less interest in Tesla if he doesn't get this money.
He's stomping his foot and saying, if you don't pay me, I'm off.
Essentially, yeah. And of course, he has other interests. He has SpaceX, it's probably his best known other business, and Twitter as well, I suppose. I forgot about that. Unfortunately, I try to forget that he owns Twitter. But as a result, Pat, a lot of the shareholders will then argue, the ones who have previously sued over this, they're going to argue it was a coercive vote that Musk basically threatened to leave if they didn't pay him the money.
Okay, now, were they going to write a check or were they going to give him shares?
It was essentially going to be a cash payout. Of course, Musk has other, things he spent money on in recent years, most notably Twitter, where he spent $40 billion. So having the CEO compensation of this level, it would have been, for context, I think 300 times the amount of the next highest paid CEO in 2018. So just a slight discrepancy, Pat. Talk about CEOs getting paid a lot. This is taking it to a new level.
Is he pushing this so hard because he needs the money on account of losses he accrued personally on X?
Yeah, there's definitely a liquidity question there, because obviously he's put a lot of investment into X and has funded it with debt largely. So getting this sudden influx of cash would make a lot of problems go away very, very quickly.
Now, this is not the only issue which has put him in the headlines. What else?
It's a busy one. Well, staying with Tesla for a moment, he's also getting sued by investors there over his sale of some shares last year. So essentially, in the earnings forecast for what would have been the last quarter, 2023, he spoke up the profits more than they turned out to be. They underhit, but he sold quite a lot of shares in the interim between then.
Insider trading.
That's essentially the accusation, Pat, yes. And then furthermore to that, it was overnight yesterday, further allegations of inappropriate behavior with employees and or former employees of SpaceX, with, people saying Musk tried to pressure one of them into having children for him. Others saying, he was overly physical, basically, and the like. So it's quite the week.
Where is that kind of charge going to end up?
That one, based on past...
Because, this could be criminal behavior.
It could be criminal, but based on past history with Musk, more often than not, these have ended up in being some sort of civil payout. Like we even saw in the past, there was a civil payout. And even with the people who are talking for the story that the Wall Street Journal had, some of them, they weren't necessarily first-hand, they were second-hand accounts. So it would have been the friend of the person accused in some of those cases. Not all of them, some of them were first-hand. But that tends to lead to a civil payout to make it go away, unfortunately, when someone is this affluent.
Now, there are other things happening. In China, for example, they're going to be hit by EU tariffs. And Musk manufactures in China, and he's looking for a special deal for him because he manufactures in China, and he says he's not in receipt of Chinese government subsidies like the Chinese manufacturers are. So he doesn't want to have to jack up the price of his cars in Europe by, it could be up to 40%.
It could be, but again, this does scream of, the playbook with Musk, for example, is he'll seek this. The EU will naturally go, why should we do this for you straight away? Like the normal thing will be no, because we're making one exception, suddenly we've got to make another and another and another.
Yeah.
And the next step will likely be him stomping his feet, essentially, again, Pat. So this is likely to be another headache coming along, where Elon Musk expects to get something purely because he's him and he feels he's got enough influence, enough wealth to be able to sort of drive, policy to suit his agenda.
Now, he sees Tesla as a technology company, not as a car company, even though it makes cars.
Mm. Well, they are very different cars, in fairness, I suppose, in one key respect, in that their acceleration is quite a shock if you're sitting in the passenger seat pad. I've experienced that the hard way. But they are. They're fundamentally a car company. Yes, they are using, obviously, they're electronic-based and not petrol-based. Like, there's a lot of tech under the hood. But you look at any car these days, like, you need a laptop to, you know, access the engine. So implying that, like, you know, Tesla is that much more of a tech company than every other car company on the planet is silly.
Now, he sells cars, obviously, in huge numbers, but how successful is the company? I mean, how much profit has it accrued over the years?
Well, the profits actually took a while to get there, period, Pat.
I mean, I remember we were reporting on Tesla, great car, but not making any money for the company.
And not making enough of the cars for quite a long time. They are at least hitting their production targets now, but they're still, like, utterly, like, nothing compared to your typical car manufacturer, your Ford, your Toyota, or anyone of the competitor
level.
So
how do they explain its value, its shareholder value, where it puts it at a phenomenal valuation over, what, $600 billion or something like that?
It's essentially faith in Musk. That's the thing, because it comes back to what we started off. Like, for most of the public, Tesla is Musk. And there is sort of a belief that, well, anything he touches tends to make money. Because more often than not, he doesn't come in at the very first step. He buys out the founders at the start. So he bought out the very original founders of Tesla. But part of that was the right to say he was the founder of Tesla. Same with SpaceX. So when Musk comes in, it sort of adds this, well, surely it's going to make money because Elon Musk is there. Obviously, that's taken a hit ever since he bought X. But that's a different story, I think.
But the fact that he's active on X and kind of...
Too active, some might say, on X, Pat.
Yeah. So that's the negative. When you're trying to flog cars, there are some people who will say, I'll buy anything but a Musk car. And then there are other people who, by virtue of his notoriety, will actually... Think Tesla.
And the belief in the share prices, there's enough of that latter group of people out there that will buy it. But like you see it even with the Cybertruck, the infamous sort of monstrous-looking steel chassis device, which has only sold, I think, about 3,000 units total because they can only produce at a certain rate because it's very, very expensive to build and very hard to build as well. It isn't just cost,
and they've had a recall, I believe.
They've had a recall as well because turns out there's a reason most cars don't use steel chassis, Pat, and that's because it's a very terrible idea. And also they're comically heavy, but there's major issues when it comes to being sort of safe for taking damage, so to speak.
When we look at him, though, in the round, you're thinking of J. Randolph Hearst, people like that who became massive in so many enterprises and became, I mean, Citizen Kane was based on him.
Exactly.
Is Elon Musk Citizen Kane?
Well, the concern there is he going to be more William Randolph Hearst or is he going to be, more of Howard Hughes, like, and that he'll disappear into the hotel in Vegas and we'll never see him again.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll watch what happens today. It's going to be voted on today?
Late afternoon Irish time, we'll find out, Pat.
And then it will go to the courts.
Exactly. And we'll be back here in a few months telling you more about it, Pat, I'm sure.
He's also talking about, isn't he, moving the headquarters to Texas.
That's
now,
very
what's
much,
the advantage there?
Essentially, it's tax-related, but also Delaware is obviously very, very tax-friendly, but Texas is a bit more autonomy, shall we say, when it comes to sort of getting around certain things like executive pay.
All right. Emmett Ryan, technology journalist, thank you very much for that exposition of the activities of Elon Musk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.